So begin by finding a comfortable and a relaxed posture. Just feel the body on the chair, feel the points of contact. Just letting yourself settle, making any adjustments that you need to make. Just letting the back be straight, relaxing the shoulders. Let the chest be opened, kind of receiving the breath. Let your hands rest comfortably in your lap or on your knees or thighs. Letting the eyes close. Letting the attention come inward. Allow yourself to settle. Allow the mind and the body to come together. In this awareness of the body in this moment, awareness of the body here, bodily sensations. And take a few moments to just consciously relax the body and the mind. You might take a few full breaths. Deep inhalation, filling the body with a breath, and then on the out breath, just releasing a long, full out breath. Breathing out any tension, tightness, any stale energy from the body. Deep in breath, relaxing on the out breath, releasing. You might invite a quality of calm in on the in breath. You might silently say to yourself, calm. Inviting calm, and on the out breath. Or as Thich Nhat Hanh says, breathing in, I calm my body. Breathing out, I calm my mind. So letting the breath and the awareness of breath be a way of shifting from the kind of tense, hyper-vigilant place we can live a lot of our lives in, into the more relaxed mode of the parasympathetic nervous system, the rest and digest mode, so that we consciously step out of the doing, getting somewhere, reactive mode into the more of the mode of being, just being here, relaxed, at ease. And another support for that is to let a smile or a half smile come to your face. And you might just notice what effect that has on the nervous system. Again, shifting into the more relaxed mode of the nervous system. Or at least holding that possibility of making that shift. And remembering that we can come back to the breath. Invite a deep in-breath and out-breath as a way of settling and relaxing at any time in our meditation, as well as in our daily lives. And we can come back to the smile or the half-smile. And just let your attention come into the body, rest in the sensations of the body, and you might just scan your body and notice if there's any area where you're holding or clenching the muscles or where there's any tightness or tension. And when you reach an area, if you come to an area of tightness or tension, just let your awareness rest there. Breathe in a relaxed and easy way. And just see if you can let a natural softening happen. It can often happen just by bringing awareness to an area of tension. The tension is often a product of not being aware. So once we bring awareness to a kind of an area of tightening, clenching, there can be a natural releasing. So inviting that releasing, that relaxing. Can pay particular attention to areas where we tend to hold tension, like the shoulders and the upper back. Like the chest and the belly, particularly the belly, where we tighten up when we're stressed or busy or in a hurry. So let the emphasis be on relaxing the body and the mind. Letting yourself be here right now. And you might consciously give yourself permission to be here, to be fully here, to put aside the plans for the future and thoughts about the past, and just to rest in being here now, this breath. This sensation, this sound. This emotion. Awareness of this thought. All arising and passing. And known in awareness, just naturally known. And let your attention rest in whatever part of your experience most helps you to be here. For most of us, it's really helpful to have something that we're focusing our attention on, or otherwise the mind tends to move into plans and thoughts and memories. So having a focus for attention is a really valuable part of this practice. And probably many of us have a most common anchor or focus for attention. And just invite you to let your awareness rest with that. For many, it's the breath. Just the simple, direct experience of the body breathing, awareness of the in-breath and the out-breath. Without controlling the breath, just aware of the breath as it is. Feeling of the breath, in-breath and out-breath. Some may use bodily sensations, as the feeling of the sensations in the feet or the hands or the thighs or buttocks, as a way of grounding awareness in the present moment. And if that's the most helpful, just to rest in that awareness, or awareness of sensations in the body as a whole. For some, sound may be a most helpful anchor for attention. So just to find what is most supportive for you right now, what most helps you just to be here. And as a place to return to when the mind does move into thought. And if you're relatively new to meditation, it may be most helpful just to bring awareness to the breath. Breathing in, know that you're breathing in. Breathing out, know that you're breathing out. And allowing the quality of mind and of heart that holds it all to be a quality or an attitude of acceptance, of welcoming this moment just as it is. Just welcoming whatever guests may come to visit. Sometimes bodily discomfort, sometimes mental difficulty or pain, sometimes pleasant sensations or moods, and just to meet everything that comes as much as you can with an attitude of welcoming, just allowing this moment to be as it is. Can you bring awareness to this moment just as it is and meet it with friendliness, without judgment, without resistance? As Dorothy Hunt says, peace is this moment without judgment, this moment in the heart space, where everything that is welcome, where everything that is welcome. And notice where your attention is right now. Any time that you recognize, notice that you're caught up in thought, maybe thinking about the future, planning things, or anxious about things, thinking about the past, kind of going over things that have happened or how they might have been different. Maybe sometimes just images and daydreams. Sometimes might be conversations, imaginary conversations. Just whatever it is, whatever way the mind has moved away from this direct experience. Just to note that. Just be aware of that, and then just to gently come back to the focus for your awareness, back to your anchor, back to the breath, back to the body, back to sound. Notice too if there's anything added to that noticing and coming back. Sometimes we might have a feeling of being frustrated, there I go again kind of thing. I don't seem to be able to stay focused. I might be annoyed or frustrated. Sometimes we might be critical, maybe even doubting, oh, is this worth it? Why am I doing this? And just to notice anything we're adding. Just meet that with kindness, with friendliness. That's what we call the second arrow. If you could say the first arrow is just the mind moving into thought. Just what happens. The second arrow is somehow this shouldn't be happening, or this should be different, or I should be more focused, or whatever it is. And just to notice that second arrow and see that that, like anything else, doesn't have to be identified with. You can just be aware of it. Let it come and go. So as much as you can, just treating the mind's tendency to move away, kind of into what we'll talk about later as a default mode, that it's not a problem, it's not we're doing anything wrong, but just to notice and then move the attention back to this moment, this breath, this feeling, this sound.